Thank you for tuning in to the Mindful Babes podcast. I'm your host, Valerie Adams, mindset coach, entrepreneur, and manifestation enthusiast. I am obsessed with supporting you in living the life of your dreams. Each week, I'll be providing you with a quick bite of mind food so you can live the life that you were put on this planet to live. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. Let's dive in.
Hello, and welcome back to the Mindful Babes podcast. I'm very excited for today's topic because I know it's one that we all face. If you are a human being with a heartbeat, with ears, with a mind, you have definitely struggled with and suffered from self-doubt. This is a natural human experience where you're going to doubt yourself. You are going to question yourself. You are going to say really not nice things to yourself when you are experiencing bouts of self-doubt. And my intention for this episode is I want to help you shift this because nothing gets in our way more than how we feel about ourselves and what we're believing about ourselves, what we believe we can do, we can't do, what we believe we can have, what we don't think we can have. These are all things that create our reality, what we tell ourselves, the stories we tell, what we make it mean about us when something works or doesn't work out. And so I want you to walk away from this episode feeling like you have tools in your arsenal, tools in your tool belt, and where you can pull out one of these shifts and apply it right away whenever self-doubt is coming up, because you don't want to let self-doubt win. You have way too much to do in this lifetime, way too much joy, way too many opportunities, way too much abundance and happiness to experience to let self-doubt continue to win. So one thing that I want to make clear is that this is not a permanent thing. There is not a way that I'm aware of or that I've heard of to banish self-doubt forever. Okay. So you can even think of it kind of like working out. There's no workout you can do where it's like, okay, do this and you have a six pack the rest of your life. No, it's a continual thing. So I want you to know that self-doubt is a dialogue that goes on in your mind, and you're going to have a dialogue going on in your mind every single day. What I want you to do is to be able to catch what's coming up, catch the stories that are being played in your head, and really decipher where this voice is coming from and actually choose something different. So the first shift that I want to dive into is it's really about you not dismissing your desires. Okay. So what ends up happening is when something pops into your mind, into your energy field, into your heart, and you go, ooh, I could have this thing. Ooh, that sounds great. Oh my gosh, I could live my life this way. You mean I could do this instead of what I'm doing? A desire feels amazing. A desire feels like your soul is coming awake. And one of the worst things you can do is dismiss your desires. They are not random. They are given to you from the divine. And if it's something you desire and it pops into your awareness as a desire, that means that there's already a way for it to happen in the field of potentiality. That means that that version of you who has that thing, who does that thing, who is already living her desire, she is energetically alive. Okay. And the thing about desires is that, and this is what I recommend, and this is what I help my clients with, is really feeling your desires on a heart level and really connecting with why you want what you want. Because people can flippantly say, oh yeah, I'd love to lose 10 pounds. Oh yeah, I'd love to meet someone. Oh yeah, I'd love to travel. But when you're not connected in your heart of like, why you want this, for what purpose, how will this serve you? How will this serve people in your life? How will this serve humanity? Like, why is this so important for you to experience this desire in this lifetime? When you're not connected to that, then the likelihood of you creating it, it's not as high. And what I can relate this back to is New Year's resolutions. So when there's all this pressure to set these resolutions for New Year's. And sometimes you feel like, or I don't want to say you, because I don't want to speak for how you might feel. What I can say is that I've experienced feeling a lot of pressure and almost pulling things out of my ass, to be honest, because I'm like, well, all these people are declaring their New Year's goals on Facebook, or friends are, or whatever. And you feel this pressure, like, let me decide something I want to create. And most people don't deeply connect to why they want to create that. Like, why? And it's not that it won't work, but you've got to have that why in place for the desire to hold up. Because if it's just something where you're like, yeah, that'd be nice to lose 10 pounds, or that'd be nice to start my own business, it's like you don't have that same fire beneath you to make it happen. Which this reminds me, I actually want to make an episode on how to let go of attachment to your desires coming in and how that can actually help speed up the process. So let me make a mental note of that. Okay. Anywho, one thing about overcoming self-doubt is you cannot let other people who don't share your same vision, who don't have these same desires, get in your head. Because people are giving their opinions and their points of view and what they think is a good move for you, not a good move for you. They're all speaking to you from their own perception of the world, their own belief systems, their own filters through which they see and interact with the world. And so sometimes it's actually best to protect your desires. Sometimes keeping your desires to yourself, like it's between you and your journal, it's between you and God. Sometimes keeping those desires to yourself actually is going to increase the likelihood of them happening, because you are not having any outside forces trying to talk you out of it, project their opinions on you, make you feel like you're asking for too much or that's not possible. And so you can keep that energy to yourself, because again, there's a reason why that desire was given to you and not someone else, right? There's a reason that some people have a desire to travel to the moon. And it's something they deeply, deeply want. And they think about it and they make it happen, or they create a plan to make it happen. And then there's people like me who I've never in my life, for even a nanosecond in this life, I've had that desire to travel to another planet or go to the moon or anything like that. And so, of course, if someone were to be close to me and say, I want to go to the moon, I wouldn't have much to offer them, because that's not a desire that I have. So if I were to say, oh, are you sure you want to do that? I'm projecting my own fears and my own things onto them, but I don't have the same desire as them. And so sometimes, like, there's something to be said about moving in silence. There's something to be said about keeping what you're up to yourself. And then it's like, once it's done, once it's manifested, then sharing it with people. So it's really about also honoring your own process and honoring what comes to you and making it your own. And so to overcome self-doubt, you want to let go of the voices of other people and understand that people are likely not going to get it. That's why you've got to be very circumspect about who you share your dreams with, right? Are you sharing your dreams with people who they're following their own dreams? Are you sharing dreams with people who they don't go after their own dreams? So why would they support you in going after yours? Like, you've really got to be careful who you're exchanging energy with when it comes to your desires, okay? Treat your desire like your baby. Protect it, protect it, protect it. So the shift I want you to make to overcome self-doubt around your desires and, oh, can I have this? Is this good enough? Because also what will happen that I didn't mention is you will have that initial wave of excitement. Oh my gosh, is this possible? Yeah, that'd be so amazing. I could work for myself. Oh my gosh, I could meet someone this year. I could go live here. I could travel here. And it's this excitement. But then what happens is sometimes the dust can settle and then self-doubt can creep in. And you start getting very logic and in the how, and you decide, oh, I don't think that I can have this. So the shift I want you to make is to be in the question of, if there wasn't right or wrong, And if anything I asked for was actually possible, but I didn't need to know the way how, I didn't need to have a plan or anything. If I just needed to believe it was possible, what would I desire? Let yourself play in that, because a lot of people don't even go there. They don't even let themselves desire because they're so scared of what it would mean if I went for something and it didn't happen. What would it mean if I failed? What would it mean if I got rejected? And people don't believe they can handle that, but you could handle those emotions. So rather than running away from what you fear, why don't you run toward what you actually want? Do you want to spend your whole life running away from things that are very hypothetical that actually probably won't happen, but you're running away from the chance of, God forbid, experiencing an uncomfortable emotion? Or would you rather reinvest that energy into what it is you actually want to create in this life? What are you going to be more proud of at the end of your life? Saying, wow, I spent 25 years avoiding my fear of being seen and avoiding fear of rejection and like avoiding possibilities of failure. Or would you rather say, I'm so proud of myself that I went after this, that I created this, that I changed the world with this? The choice is yours. And I highly recommend running toward what it is that you want. And the voices of self-doubt around the things you don't want, that voice will get quieter because you're going to create evidence of, wow, I can actually do hard things. My clients and I call this, it's called, I didn't die. So what that means is, it's like that thing that scares you. You realize after you do it, let's say you're scared to live stream, or you're scared to go out on a first date with someone from a dating app, whatever that is. It's like you do it. And then afterward, you basically connect with yourself and you go, oh, I didn't die. And that's really like, when it comes down to it, your ego is just trying to keep you alive. It's trying to keep you in survival, right? It's trying to keep you here. And so that is why a lot of that fear will kick in, and it will try to present to you that you're in danger, but you're not. And so when you do something scary, acknowledge within yourself, wow, I did that thing and I didn't die. I didn't die. It's very powerful. Okay. The next shift is, I really want you to practice overcoming self-doubt by learning how to tune into the voice of love versus fear. Learning how to decipher the voice of love versus fear versus self-doubt versus ego, right? So we all have an inner dialogue that's happening, and it's almost like an inner bully, right? Inner bully, inner critic, whatever you want to call it. And this is the voice that pumps into you the exact things that you don't want to create in your reality. So it's going to say, you can't do that. You're not smart. People don't want this. Are you kidding? Like, you're going to embarrass yourself. Nobody's going to care. You're too old for that. You think you could do that. You've never done this and you're saying you're going to do that. Yeah, that is your inner bully. That is the inner critic. And listening to that voice is going to keep you so small. That is a surefire way. That is a ticket to living an unfulfilling life, is by listening to that voice. That voice is rooted in fear, not love. Okay. So when those thoughts come up and they feel like crap, notice them and ask yourself the question, is this voice coming from love? No, this doesn't feel loving. So what would love say? What would be the voice of love? And this is something you can journal too. I love journaling. It is one of my favorite emotional processing tools, because a lot of the time, the things that you're actually, like, you could release a lot and you could find a lot of clarity, but your mind probably doesn't think you can. But getting out what's in your mind on paper and actually taking yourself to write out what's happening, put words on the emotions you're feeling, and then choose something new, it's incredibly cathartic and healing. And a lot of the times, what's in your head, it's like in a junk drawer, basically. And so we got to empty the junk drawer, write out the things, and you can shift. So you can journal on this, absolutely. And you can go, what is the voice of fear saying? And then that's where you list out, like, oh, you can't do it, blah, blah, blah. And then for everything you write out, then you go, well, what would the voice of love say? And then it's basically the opposite of what the fear says. So if the voice of fear says, you are not smart enough to do this, then the voice of love would say, you are so resourceful and you can figure out exactly what you need to do. There are so many amazing resources out there, so many mentors out there, so much information out there. You will absolutely have everything you need to succeed. Okay. Doesn't that feel better? Doesn't that remove an energetic brick from you? Okay. So this is the shift. Okay. Is you really challenging these voices and saying, is this the voice of doubt or is this the voice of fear or is this the voice of love? Okay. The next thing I want you to focus on to shift from self-doubt is I want you to right now let go, screw needing to see evidence that it will work. Saying, well, I need to have a guarantee first. I got to know what's around the corner. I need to know exactly what this action will create. That is not going to get you the magnificence that I know your soul wants to experience in this lifetime, because the most fulfilling path is typically the unseen path, where there will be plenty of times in your journey where you will only know the next step to take, and then you have no idea what's going to come after that. Like, no idea what's going to come after that. And that's okay. And that's actually how it's meant to be. So you are going to waste a lot of time by, like, where would you even find evidence that it's going to work, right? You create the evidence as you go. And the more action you take toward what you want, the more you run toward what you want, the more confirmation you're going to get, the more signs you're going to get, the more clues you're going to get, the more you're going to see, oh yeah, I can create this thing. Oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, I'm capable of this. Oh yeah. So instead of, oh, well, seeing is believing, it's like believing is seeing. You must believe it before you're going to see it in your reality. You're going to be waiting your whole life if you're waiting to see evidence before you make a move, before you go. And so the shift I want you to make is I want you to visualize yourself on the other side of this self-doubt. So pretend that what you're doubting just doesn't exist. Okay, so let's say you want to approach your boss and ask for a promotion, and this will be a big leap. This will be a, let's say it's a role that doesn't even exist, and you want to ask your boss to consider creating this role for you, and it's like, this is the pay raise you would want. These are the duties you would do. And in your head, you're like, well, I just feel so scared. What if he said no? What if I choke when I ask my boss, right? Remove that self-doubt. What if that didn't even matter? What if that wasn't there? Like, what if that wasn't there? Then what? Then what would you do? Right? So just even imagine, just play with it. Like, what if this wasn't here? What if I wasn't scared to have that conversation? What if I wasn't scared to do a live stream for my business? What if I wasn't scared to hop on a sales call with a potential client? What if I wasn't scared to put myself out there and start dating again? Like, what if that wasn't there? And so what I want you to do is I want you to visualize yourself on the other side of that self-doubt, because the more energy you give to the doubt, the bigger it's going to be. So what you want to do is actually envision who you will be and what you will be doing and what you can see after you've overcome that self-doubt. You don't need to know how you're going to overcome it. You don't need to know the order in which things are going to happen, but what will your life look like when you overcome that? What will your life look like when you're over that hurdle? Hold that vision. Hold that vision. The vision is what is going to keep you moving and keep you propelling forward, because if all you're focused on is what you're experiencing now, you're going to keep creating what you're experiencing now. You got to have that thing pulling you. So I want you to get very, very clear on the life you want to live and imagine yourself, like, close your eyes and imagine yourself living one day in that reality. What are you hearing? What do you believe? What are you seeing? Who are you interacting with? How do you spend your time? How do you support other people? How are you fulfilling yourself? Like, these things matter. So screw needing the evidence. And I want you to spend your energy when you get into that doubt of, well, I need to believe it will work. Start believing first what it is you want to see. So start creating that movie in your mind, right? Play a movie for yourself of what your life will look like on the other side of that. And there's a bonus for this shift is I want you to remind yourself of a time where you had no evidence that something would actually work out for you, but you went after it anyway. So think of a time where you did something where you had no idea what was going to happen, or you only saw that first step. You didn't know what was going to happen beyond that. What happened? It could be you applied for your dream apartment and you had no idea if you were going to get accepted or not. Maybe you applied for a dream apartment in the dream city you want to move to. And it was like, oh my God, well, if I get accepted here, then I'm really going to be moving here. Or if I don't, you didn't know, you didn't have all this stuff planned. You had no evidence that it would work. You just felt called to do it. Or maybe you booked a flight somewhere before and you had no detail around like who was coming on the trip with you, where you were going to stay, what you were going to do, but you took that leap. And you took a leap before you had evidence of how everything was going to come together. Just in your soul, you were like, I'm going to do this and hopefully it will work. So we got to bring more of that back to you. Now, the next thing that I want you to do to overcome self-doubt is I want you to lower the stakes. I want you to take some of the pressure off, because a lot of the time, what it is that you are afraid of or where the self-doubt is coming, it's a lot bigger in your head because you've spent a lot more time and energy worrying about it than you have spent the energy on actually doing the thing. So it's going to feel bigger than it actually is. And when things feel bigger, when there's a lot of pressure, when you act like this is the only opportunity I have, this is the one chance I have, or all these people are going to be judging me harshly for doing this, or if I mess this up, then this will happen, you are not going to perform as well. Anything that you're putting pressure on, automatically, it's going to create this sensation in your body where you're like, I got to get this right. And when it comes to pursuing your purpose, when it comes to being the best version of yourself, when it comes to attracting your dream reality, you've got to let go of right, wrong, good, bad, should, shouldn't. That is all programmed into you. And that is not actually the voice of love. That is not actually you following your path. That is you trying to follow someone else's blueprint. And if you want to create a life that you've never lived before with opportunities and joy and abundance and miracles that you've never experienced before, you've got to let go of rules and thinking that you're going to mess it up and thinking that there's going to be consequences if you choose X thing, but you should have chosen this and you made the wrong choice. Like, let go of that. You're paving your own path. When you pave your own path, there aren't guarantees. And actually, a spoiler, there really aren't guarantees in life. Like, what can you honestly say is a guarantee for every person in life, right? Not a lot of things, right? So I really want you to practice lowering the stakes and taking the pressure off of what it is that you're doubting, right? So let's say that you are dating someone and you've been on a couple dates with them and you are like, oh my God, is this going to be my husband or not? And you start to feel a lot of pressure with you talk when you guys are texting. You're like, I got to know if this is my person or is this going to go somewhere or not? And you're putting all this pressure and you're like making it feel bigger than it is. And the stakes feel really high where it's like, it's got to work out with this person or else I'm going to be disappointed or whatever that is. And so we've got to remove the pressure, and that is going to help remove self-doubt. Because if you're putting that much pressure on the situation, the dialogue in your mind is probably like, oh my God, this is my only chance. This has to work out. I've got to make the right choice. Like, so much pressure. And actually, there's not a lot of things that you need to put pressure on. Truly, like, when does pressure genuinely make things like better? Yes, pressure can be a great tool to help you to take action and it can be a catalyst for change, but that's not sustainable. That's not an everyday thing. It doesn't get to be an everyday thing. That's not good for you. It's not good for your nervous system. That's not good for your mind, for your health. So, like, for example, let's say you are going to do a live stream for your business, or you want to grow your social media presence, or you want to share your message. And there's this voice of pressure coming in saying, this must be perfect or else. This has to be really good or else. I have to record this perfectly or else. Pressure, that doesn't feel good. So instead, what if you switch out the voice? So the shift I want you to make is to take the pressure off, but not in a way where you're like, oh, no pressure, but instead turn it into an opportunity. So that example I gave of you're going to do a live stream for your business, or you're going to do something that's going to help you be more visible and help your message reach more people, instead of thinking this has to look good, this better be a good video quality, I better say it right, I better nail this, I better land the message right, like I better do all these things. What if instead you shifted into, wow, this is so cool that I get to reach so many humans with my voice. This is so cool that I get to share my message and it's going to get pushed to thousands of people all across the globe. Like, how amazing that I have this reach on my phone. This wasn't available 20 years ago. It's easier than ever for me to reach the people who are meant to hear my message. I cannot wait to open my mouth and share. Like, doesn't that feel lighter to you? I don't know. For me, that feels a lot better. So the last thing I want to say around this, the last shift I want to give you, because I can give you more, and I want this to be an episode where you take away exactly what you need and you can start applying this now. The next thing I'll say is that you get to shift out of self-doubt. You get to qualify yourself for the rooms you want to be in. And I don't necessarily mean physical rooms. I mean, where do you want to be? So the room might be a relationship. You finally want to attract your soulmate. You want that soulmate love. Maybe you want to step into a leadership role at the company you work for. And you, like, no one's going to come up to you and say, hey, you should run for a promotion for this. Maybe it's you have a dream of building a social media presence and being an influencer, being able to travel, being able to be paid and receive more passive income with ease and grow a brand and have influence, right? Rarely in life does someone come up to you and say, hey, you know what? You should become an influencer. Let me take you under my wing and give you everything you need. Hey, you should do this position. Here's what, I mean, maybe that can happen. That actually can happen, right? Or rarely is someone going to come up to you and say, hey, you deserve to be in a healthy relationship. Let me make sure it happens for you. Let me tell you everything to do. No, you've got to decide that you want to be in that room. You get to anoint yourself as ready. Sure, people can encourage you. They can make suggestions. But guess what? Those people are going to sleep fine at night if you're not actually following through and showing up for yourself. And so you have to be the one to realize nobody is coming to anoint me and tell me I'm good enough and smart enough and I should go do this thing. Like, I have to have the audacity to put myself in that room. I've got to have the courage to put my hat in the ring. I've got to have courage to take up space, to share my opinion, to show my face online. Because nobody can do that for you. And so the biggest thing that self-doubt will do is it will tell you you don't belong in the room you want to go in. And again, the room could be a relationship. It could be that next level of your career. It could be starting a business, being an influencer. It could be traveling. It could be creating passive income, like whatever that is for you. The voice of self-doubt is going to tell you you are not there yet. It's going to bring up all these reasons why that wouldn't work for you. You're not smart enough. You should have started this 3 years ago. Oh my God, you're going to fail. It's going to be so embarrassing. But just know that that's your ego kicking and screaming because you have initiated that you want to up level. And your ego's job is to help you survive. It's to keep you alive. And the ego is very threatened when it comes to change. When change is introduced, the ego will throw a tantrum because change is a threat. And so that's why, going back to the first point about desires, when you have a deep desire, you've got to protect it, because the more space you give where you're not connecting to the desire and you let the voice of self-doubt in, you let other people's opinions in, and you're not connecting back into your why and why do you want this and why is this so sacred to me, then those other voices are going to get so loud that they will drown out the desire. So you've got to actively push back and fight back, because self-doubt is going to be there. And so you have to decide, I get to have that. No, I get to, this is my year. I get to meet my soulmate. No, I get to have a successful business. I am qualified for that position. People are creating incredible lives by building an online brand and they're getting all these opportunities. I get to have that too. That's what you get to have the audacity for. Because again, no one is going to come and pull you up off the couch and say, come on, girl, let's build this. You can have this. I'm going to do everything for you. I'm going to show you how. Like, you have to decide, I get to have a piece of the pie. I get to have my own pie, and I'm going to do what it takes. And so the shift I want you to make is, what are all the reasons you are qualified? You've got to counteract that voice of self-doubt that tells you, nope, you can't have it. You're not good enough, whatever. All the lies. You've got to counteract it with, actually, why am I qualified? And I don't mean in the 3D linear way of, well, how many years have you been doing this? Do you have a certification in this? How many hours have you practiced this? No, you are qualified if it's a desire. If you're like, I want to make a difference in the world, you are qualified. If you're like, I want to be in a healthy and committed relationship, you're qualified. You get to anoint yourself. And so what are all the reasons you're qualified? I'm breathing. I'm alive. I have a desire. I'm a hard worker. I have a passion for helping people. I want to make a difference in the world. I want to do more at the company I work for. I want to touch more people's lives. I want to see whatever that is. Quiet that voice of self-doubt by pushing back and being like, actually, this is why I get to have it. This is why. So those are the shifts I want you to make, because self-doubt doesn't get to win. You get to have exactly what you want in this life, but just know and understand that there is a dialogue that's happening in your mind every single day. And just like I said at the beginning, it's not, oh, I have a six pack now, I'm good for the next 30 years. It's like, no, you got to be in the gym, continuing to do sit-ups, continuing to do the things that are going to help you maintain that six pack. And this is the same thing with alleviating that self-doubt. You've got to be willing to get in there every day, push back on the story that your mind is telling you that feels like crap. And you got to push back and tell the story of the reality you want to live. And eventually, over time, the voice of self-doubt gets quieter. You're like, I know how to hush you up. You will start to notice. You're like, oh, that's what my mind does. Oh, yep, my ego is just doing this. That's my ego. That's not me. Or, oh, yep, this makes sense. I'm about to up level. So, of course, my brain is doing that. So the more you practice, it's not going to take you as long and you're not going to spiral as much. And with all that extra time and energy, you get to actually be doing the things that you want to do, pursuing the things you want to pursue, and actually having the reality that you desire, that you dream about. So I hope that this episode was supportive for you. I always love when you share with me exactly what landed for you, if you had any aha moments or shifts. It is the honor of my life that you have allowed me to be in your ear, whether you're driving or doing dishes or on a walk. Like, it's not lost on me what an honor and a privilege that is. So I love having conversations with you. If there's anything you want to share with me about what spoke to you about this episode, I'm all ears, and I always love hearing what's landing with my people and what people are liking. And that informs me of what I get to create more of. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mindful Babes podcast. I hope you loved today's episode and got some takeaways from the message shared today. If anyone in your life would benefit from hearing this episode, please be generous and share it with them on your story. Tag me on Instagram at the Mindful Babe. And if you're feeling extra generous, please leave a review on the iTunes store. Your reviews are what keeps this podcast going, and I appreciate you so very much. Have an incredible day, babe.